कैन फॉरगिवनेस बी अ नेगेटिव एप्टीट्यूड? एस आई वुड से, इफ फॉरगिवनेस इज मिसअंडरस्टूड और इट्स मिसअप्लाइड, देन इट कैन बी नेगेटिव. सो यस्टरडे आई डिड द रिट्रीट इन लेस्टर. सो आई वाज टॉकिंग वन डिवोटी. He was considering us, because consulting was close to me, was considering us consulting a psychotherapist. And that psychotherapist told him, and then this devotee told me, that your bhakti wisdom, whatever you are learning, it's all psychologically dangerous for you. It is psychologically damaging. If you want to become psychologically healthy, stop practicing all this. Now, maybe 10 years ago, I would have told him, stop going to that psychotherapist. He's a demon. But then I decided, let me talk with him. And when I talked with the psychotherapist, I understood that this devotee had terrible misunderstandings about bhakti itself. He had the idea, humility means that we should always feel bad about ourselves. Now, humility essentially means we should be focused on Krishna. I said, tolerance means that when people do bad things to us, we should just be accepting it all. Now, that is one aspect. But it is not that. So he was thinking, feeling bad about ourselves and letting others do bad things to us, that is humility and tolerance. Well, that is actually a psychological damaging understanding. And that is not what humility and tolerance actually are. So sometimes, if forgiveness is misunderstood or it's misapplied, then it can be damaging. So if we don't consider the other person's disposition at all, if we don't consider that other person's nature, and we keep forgiving and trusting them indiscriminately, and they again and again keep hurting us, then that forgiveness basically, and by that forgiveness we end up becoming like a cloth rag, you know. It's like they just use us like a wet towel uses and throws away. So we become used and abused by them. So if we understand forgiveness, ultimately all these virtues, they have to be seen in the light of the supreme virtue of devotion to Krishna. And to the extent this assists us in our devotion, to that extent we can move forward towards Krishna. And to that extent, if we start making them into the supreme virtue, and then we lose track of a higher purpose, then yes, forgiveness can become a weakness. Now, in Indian history, There are some Indian kings, some Muslim, in the sense of not even Muslim, but some Arabic invaders, they invaded them. And then that invader would come with a big army and say, please forgive me. Even the king would defeat him and please forgive me. And then that invader came first, second, third, fourth, 18 times he came. 18 times he was defeated. And then 19th time he came and he defeated the Hindu king. And they immediately he killed him. So, now if you see this person, whatever the reason, we don't know. But now, Krishna did that to Jarasandh. But Krishna had a purpose. What was Krishna's purpose? Krishna wanted Jarasandh to get all the demons from everywhere at one place. So, he would get one batch of demons. Krishna would free the world from them and he would let Jarasandh go. Jarasandh would get the other batch of demons. And Krishna would free the world of those batch of demons. And then he would get third batch. So it was, Krishna was efficiently freeing the world from demons. And Krishna had the power to do that. Eventually he took care of Jarasandha also. So if we artificially do something like that, where somebody who is malevolent, and we just indiscriminately forgive, then that can have counterproductive consequences. Okay? So thank you very much.